Thursday, May 6th. Odds and ends as he called me in and out. At least I... He was most anxious that we've made on sugar decisions for people, for the richest there are, what we commit. Probably too late now on the follow up after the fact. The POWs a couple of times. Talked to Henry last night and was planning to meet with the wives and read about that. Assured them that he really wanted him to do so in spite of the bad results they've had on other meetings, because the wives do want to see Henry now. Yeah, the poll going. And the president's plans to win the war. So we're also putting out all of this. He feels to work for the vote in the House next week on the end of the war, but he wants to be sure we do all the work we can on things up. Considerable discussion several times about the need to put them on the side of the enemy and come with that. We've got to take a harder, maybe develop a vicious column and circulate it, or a tough speech that where we make them repudiate the enemy. Also push the line of the communist Viet Cong flag flying. This and wanted to be sure that he didn't give an inch on reaction, which I don't think. Later in the day, he came up with the idea of a police chief and mayor, the troops in, so that he could express a purpose, being that otherwise we may not get across the president. I discussed this with Scali, Ziegler, Moore, etc., and they. What the others might say when they came out of the meeting, or because they thought the president wished, and this looked like we were overdoing it, or that we were moving too soon, or that we might be now pending in the courts. The president still was concerned that we shouldn't be too sure that the country is in a position on that. And that we this may be one more thing like the cancer deal and all the others where we're too guarded and don't exploit what we're doing. He makes the point that being cautious gives you the worst of both worlds. You've got to step up to something in order to get any benefit, and you've got to be prepared to take the risk of the negative reaction. He makes the point that we don't do things just to do a good job. There's no reason not also to get a little credit for it. He had Hagin to discuss the general need for action regarding Vietnam. He told him we have to do the two trip June 8th, because Henry had told him last night he isn't going to be able to work out the no draftee deal by then. And the president feels we must have some Vietnam movement at that time, on the second anniversary of the start of the troop withdrawal. He feels that we have to move decisively and crisply for domestic reasons, and made the point that Henry has no understanding of the situation in the Senate and the House. We have to have more than just Henry's offer in Paris and then a turndown. The preliminary plans for the June 8th trip should be made, and then if there is any Paris development, we can always put it off. He also feels that China affects this in no way, so the two bullet must be shot on the 8th if we can have another. Which means we've got to shoot our bullets in time. Mm-hmm. moves decisively and firmly on the Paris deal. And we can't allow them just to dilly-dally around. Haig came in to see me later and was quite content. Forthcoming decision, or at least a go ahead and set a withdrawal date, and Al feels that would be disastrous. It wasn't the president's thinking at all that he is concerned about the Senate and House and to some degree the public reaction in this country, but that he's as hardline as he's ever been on running out the war on the proper basis as we see it. And I'm very certain in my own mind that that's the case. I don't think there's any thought at all in the president's mind of being pushed into setting a date, because he's still very optimistic, not only about Vietnam, although he doesn't think Henry's going to make any headway on an effort for negotiation, but I think he does feel the Chinese might put on some pressure, and that in any event, we're in good shape and can go ahead with our withdrawal program. He's also very optimistic about the SALT possibility, plus the summit, plus the China breakthrough. So I don't think there's any danger of his softening at this point, at least not until all these other things fall through. End of May 6th.